Hi, Adam Beverly here. Welcome to my podcast series called Making the Cut. I hope to give you a glimpse of my songwriting and recording process and what it takes for me to record and release an album. Good morning from the studio. Adam Beverly here. See, this is something new for me. My guitar is hanging on the wall. The mic is set up so that I can sit down while I talk into it instead of singing to it. There's still a lot of coffee, but there's always a lot of coffee out here. Podcasts seem to be a cool thing, so I thought, why not? 5 weeks, 5 episodes. The whole series is called Making the Cut, which means trying to decide what makes it and what doesn't. And this first episode is also called Making the Cut, which makes it the series' title track. But more on title tracks on episode 2. In this episode, we're going to listen to 2 songs from my latest album, Take Forever, that came out in June of 2019. At the same time, well, actually not at the same time, because if we listen to this something at the same time, that would get kind of crazy. Anyways, we're also going to listen to the demos that I made in the actually years up to the release of that album to hear how the songs developed and how they ended up, quote, making the cut. But before we do that, a quick note on inspiration and inspiration's fickle friend, motivation. I like to read. I read a lot, but I don't read that many books because I read really slowly. One of my favorite authors is named Richard Bach, best known for his book, Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Bach is a pilot. That's what he loves to do. But while he's out flying around the world, he gets these crazy ideas for books. And then he just can't even enjoy flying until he drags himself to his studio and gets the ideas out. I see a lot of myself in that. So let's jump into this. We're going to listen to 2 songs and hear how they ended up making the cut on the album. The first song we're going to listen to is also the first song on the album. It's called Time Flies By. Time Flies By had been a problem child for me for well over a year, and it went through many variations until it ended up making the cut. So let's listen to around 30 seconds of that song as it sounds now on the album Take Forever. Here comes Time Flies By.
I'm driving down the west side and I don't even know what makes the time fly by. Guess it goes so tired as you choose the choices that you make. And now I don't even know. Oh, I don't even know. Getting passive and right, I give myself the speech and I try to tell myself maybe you're just out of reach.
All right. Not only is this the first song on the album, it was actually the first song I wrote for the album, but it started a totally different spot. It started as a single project where I got my good friend Casper Lund to be producer. I quickly went away from that idea, though, because it turns out I like to decide everything. But this song started a totally different spot, totally different vibe, but the lyrics and some of the melodic ideas were the same. So check out where Time Flies By started off.
Driving down the west side, I don't even know what makes the time fly by. Guess it goes to show just how it is you choose the choices that you make. But now I don't even know. Every time I do, this part of me dies. Feel a little more at home with every mile that I drive. How the time flies.
Okay, it's nice to hear that again. Makes me consider doing a deluxe version of the album where I release that as a single. Anyways, you can write in the comments if you think that's a good idea. But what's interesting for me is that the lyrics are the same and some of the melodic ideas are the same. What's really difficult for me is when I realize that a chorus has to be redone, because the chorus is like the heart of the song. And the chorus in Time Flies By, the original version, it was cool, but it didn't have the bite that I was looking for. So I had to forget that melody and write a new one. Let's listen to the original chorus from the original demo of Time Flies By.
Will you call my bluff? Will I be enough? Should have never said goodbye. Time flies by. Done this all before. I've been dreaming of much more. Should I even try? Time flies by.
Okay, doing a new single project of this song would be very fun. But also, when I hear this version, I realize exactly why I had to redo the song. It did not have the bite and the drive that I was looking for on the album Take Forever. So what I decided to do is take the Will You Call My Bluff chorus, because that's what I sang, and turn it into a pre-chorus, because I didn't want to ditch it. And then I had to write a new chorus. So listen to Will You Call My Bluff, which is now the pre-chorus, and then it turns into the new chorus.
Will you call my bluff? Will I be enough? Should have never said goodbye. Time flies by, done this all before. I've been dreaming much more. Time flies by. Time flies by. Time flies by, and it feels like a dream. Time flies by, you know what I mean.
It's still cool for me now to hear how that worked out. I took the chorus from the original demo and turned that into a pre-chorus, and then I wrote a new chorus that had the drive and the bite that I was looking for, and also the repetition of the title Time Flies By. An interesting byproduct of that process was the intro from Time Flies By. It had that dreamy intro, and then it turns out that I didn't use it, so I thought, I can reuse that in a new song. Let's take a quick listen to that dreamy intro again so you can remember how the original Time Flies By sounded. Cool, dreamy intro, and since I didn't use it for Time Flies By, I thought, hey, maybe I can use it for another song. So I wrote a song called I Don't Know What I Would Do If I Knew, which luckily got changed to Dream On, which is a much easier title. But I reused that dreamy intro from the demo of Time Flies By that I didn't end up using, and I made a demo for I Don't Know What I Would Do If I Knew, which turned into Dream On. Check this out.
What if it turns out things we asked, things we knew, just forgot as time passed? What if it turns out?
Again, a very cool, dreamy demo of a song called I Don't Know What I Would Do If I Knew. But it just didn't fit the vibe that I was going for this album. So I took the what if it turns out this, what if it turns out that, and I rewrote it into a song called Dream On. So check out how Dream On is on the album now. Again, in this song, like in Time Flies By, the lyrics are the same. There's still a general vibe, a feeling of the melody that's still the same. But what was really wrong with the original version of Dream On was the chorus. The chorus was boring. It was super boring. Check out how the original chorus to Dream On sounded. Yeah, that chorus is cool, but it's super boring. It would die on a lot of stages. Not all stages, but a lot of stages. It'd be cool in house concerts. But what was really cool about the demo that I made for Dream On, which was called I Don't Know What I Would Do If I Knew, was the bridge or the C section. It had the vibe, it had the feeling that I was looking for in this song, and it stole the show every time. So check out the original bridge or C section from I Don't Know What I Would Do If I Knew demo.
And the more I listened to that demo, the more I realized, there's my chorus, and there's the name of the song. It's called Dream On. It's not called I Don't Know What I Would Do If I Knew.
The song is called Dream On. So I rewrote the entire song using the new verse and the new chorus, and it came out to be Dream On.
What is this dream that's been leaving me shaking or pounding and rain?
And that's Dream On, as it is now on the album Take Forever. Time flies by. Dream On, they started off as cool demos. They had some cool ideas, but they just didn't make the cut. They got developed and changed and rewritten until they did make the cut. So hey, welcome to my new podcast, Making the Cut. I'll be back in a week with episode number 2. Thanks for listening. Take care out there. See ya.